This Thursday morning, the 18th of May, 72. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Shirley and Ms. Guthrie this Thursday morning, the 18th of May, 72.
Ms. Boggs, this
is something new this morning.
Oh, something new.
Hmm. They took x-rays of the kidneys.
Well,
the
this
bladder.
Is something old.
They found nothing wrong other than the left kidney is a floater kidney, but that's been that way since I've been born.
Well, why hadn't they done this before, Shirley?
They wanted to get all the money they could out of me, and I just refused to give them any money until I could find out what the trouble is,
oh,
and now they're getting down to business.
Yeah.
It's been $35, no less, and every time I go into a doctor's office, they want to stick me here and stick me there, and they had me like a pen cushion. I had Band-Aids here, Band-Aids here, Band-Aids back here, and Band-Aids on across here where they took the blood. And I even had one across my foot down there where they couldn't get the needle into my vein.
So it's just a floating kidney?
Yeah, well, this is a floating kidney.
Yeah.
As far as my kidneys go and the bladder goes, they said there's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
That they're functioning. But the water itself, there's something happening to it before it gets to the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why they're doing the GI series and all these other x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's Dr. Boyle.
Dr. Boyle. He took some more blood, but my blood count is down to 9. And that's what really startled him, because 2 months ago I went in there, it was up to 15. Went in 2 months later, and it was down to 10. Went in a week later, it was down to 9, so it keeps going down. And this is what makes me see. A week ago Monday, I was sitting at the table, and I got up and turned around to go to the telephone. I'd been writing some numbers down. And I got so dizzy. That room just went around and around and around. And I never get dizzy. Hardly ever. Very slightly. But I knew I was going out. So I made it to the couch, and I just lay down on the couch, and the longer I lay there, the sicker I got, nauseated, and I tried to get Vermin on the telephone, and he was in a meeting, and she said he'll be there about an hour. I said, as soon as he gets out of that meeting, have him call me, it's an emergency. And I made it back to the couch, and I lay down, and I got sicker and sicker. So I reached over there, and I rang, I knew Mrs. Guthrie had gone with Marvin to the doctor, so I knew she wasn't home, so I tried calling Faye. And she happened to be home. It was in between her bus schedules, and she happened to be home. So she called the preacher. And I thought, when he got there, he's going to give me my last rites, because that's how bad I was. I tell you, I was ready to give up. And but she said that she thought that she needed help getting me to the car to get me into the hospital or the doctor. And he said, no, he wouldn't do that. He'd call an ambulance. And I said, no, I don't want you to do that. I want you to call Vermin and get him out here as quick as you can. By then, I couldn't hardly see. So she called Vermin, and he came right on home, and he took me right on back to the doctor. And they gave me shots and worked with me then. But it's been one ordeal after another ever since I left that office a week ago Monday. I was in there again Monday, and I was supposed to go in on the 24th with some more x-rays.
I'm giving you one, so I'm going to give this to Shirley. I give this to Shirley.
And they are nice.
Thank you, ma'am.
They surely are.
Yeah.
Shirley, who is this fella down there? I heard him talking.
Bonnie will get this.
Oh, yeah, give it to her.
Who is this fella down there that was helping them clear the work that down there?
When they were down there,
One of Vermin's friends, at least he knew him, Billy. Who's Billy?
Dyson. Billy Dyson?
Yeah.
Was down there at the church?
Yeah.
You was down there?
Huh?
Where they were working
yeah.
at the church? Billy Dyson.
Yeah.
Lives that close.
Yeah, that's Mrs. Bass's daughter's husband.
Oh. He's fairly young?
I guess he's about 35 to 40,
somewhere
around there. Yeah. I guess he's about 40.
He was over there helping him.
Yeah. And they have several of the Basses over there. There's two or three different families, I guess, that goes over there and works.
Really? Now don't hold up if you need to go, Shirley.
We're waiting on Nana whenever
she's ready. She's always ready.
Something
over the house? No,
I've got
to
say.
Well, you bring that salad to the
house.
I'll bring the salad. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Miss Mom, she don't want to go nowhere. She's got to put up a post. Well, sure, she's got to be okay. That's all you got to do is tell them to stay on that side of the fence. Yeah?
All
right.
You know, I simply don't understand it. That second hour just went for you.
Yeah.
I didn't. That thing was